Channel 1 over and a continuation visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Channel 1 over and continuation visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73. Channel 1 over and a continuation visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 73.
Do you have some down here now, you and Fred?
Fred got some eggplants, but all mine got killed. I had my disease in mine, but Fred got some.
He said he didn't know whether he's even going to pick them because the price was so low.
Yes, ma'am. See, he hadn't sprung that good luck no more since there really been 2 years, going on 2 years now since he... But he really got away that time when I had them eggplants over there. Now, he really made money. You're talking about money. He had a lot of them, but I didn't have but a little place. But he really made money over there that time because he had a lot of eggplants. I just had a small place. But I really made money myself.
Who was that, John?
That was Freddie.
He made money that time?
Yes, man. He sure did. He made a lot of them.
Well, you get $7.50 a crate.
That's right.
For 20 eggplants.
That's right.
That's no wonder we pay that much in the store. I can understand that.
Yes. But he really did. He really made it. Oh, but he'll tell everybody else now he didn't make no money. But I know because we was picking. I just had nothing but my time. I didn't have no time to go nowhere else but just to him and myself. And we was picking Ben. It's that been running close to 1,000 boxes a runner a day with the crew that I had. Well, you know that he was doing good.
1,000?
Yes, ma'am, we're picking like that. And he made money. He had eggplants. He was selling them. At least they were running where you take the $5, $6, and $7 and $7 and something, where you could see just how much money that going on. But he will tell you right now he didn't make no money, but if he didn't make money, I hope I'm not able to get out this chair. And he got it too. He got it. Because he got away. Because he had at least about 20, close to 20 acres of eggplant. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little more. So I just only had that little cut in there, and I think it was about close to about 3.5 acres. And I know I did very good. But these crops have done got it back now. That's true. But eggplants and crop pit don't sell, but about once every 3 or 4 years, you hear the good luck stream.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, he ain't going to make no big thing, but he going to come out way yonder here this time.
On eggplant?
Yes.
You got the eggplant now?
I ain't got any. He got some. I ain't got any. Mine got some. I got disease on him.
Oh, that's
got,
it. Yeah.
But see, he have that little cut, that field up the railroad there and right there in front of his house. So, I imagine it's close to... Just say rough estimation. I guess he got about pretty close to about 16-17 acres in all of the eggplant.
That's a lot of it. You know, the thing I never realized was how long all these things produce. If you can just keep picking, you see.
That's right.
They'll just keep on bearing, just on and on and on, won't they?
That's right. Until the cold comes, they get you. That's right. If the market just stay up, you in good shape right on. Well, you can make money, Mr. Miles, I tell you this, you can make money on eggplants. If eggplants don't even sell no more than for $2.50 a crate, well, you can still get away then good. Because
oh, really?
There's one thing about eggplants just turns out fast. At least it don't take many for a crate.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
But a lot of people will tell you, say, well, I ain't making no money, and eggplants be selling 2.5, but they'll tell you they ain't making any. But eggplants turns out fast, and it makes a lot, you get a lot of advantage of the crate.
Yeah.
And it ain't no great big thing, expenses, the most you expenses is, you look here, well, you take, well, you pick about, have about 4 or 5 hands, and you run about 300 or 400 crates. Well, said for $1.50, I mean, said 2.5. Well, you're still in good shape.
How many pickings do you usually get on eggplant?
Well, just like running 9 miles, said late with having cold, and said like it's like the time used to be. Well, you can say, well, you gonna pick. The weather don't get bad on you. Well, I done already done picked at the least about six, 7 time already, close to what I done picked already for him.
Yeah.
And he still, if don't be no more cold now in the next few weeks, well, he good for now for 4 or 5 more good pickers.
Well, the price will stop you before the weather does.
Right, that's a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Yes, sir. That's right. But if you can, you try to get them out as early as you can. A lot of time, that's where you hit your money at. If you can put them out early and get started early.
Yeah.
A lot of time you miss it between that too. You be sometimes too early, then you're stuck again.
What's the earliest you can put in your fall eggplant?
Well, we try our best to try to get them out as long as July.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then how long does it take before they come in?
Well, you said good from, let's see, you said good about 2.5 months. And then you'll be picking good.
Yeah.
That's right.
When you start picking?
Well, July, August. Well, you ought to be picking good somewhere along about the middle of September, somewhere along in there.
Middle of September.
That's right. If you can get out that time, if you get out as long as July.
July.
Yes.
August. 2 months.
That's
takes
right.
2 months.
It's about two months. About 2.5 months. That's right. Yes.
And eggplant's easy to handle. You don't scar them up, is there?
Well, you can. They're not easy to scar up as anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And you like to work in eggplants.
I like any part of the foam part.
You like squash too?
Yes, sir.
Okra.
Well, the thing I like okra, but trouble is you can't help. Your healthy one don't like the okra.
They don't like to get them.
Yes, sir. They don't like. They say that eats, that bites.
Yeah.
Well, it is a rough crop, but that's a crop sale. You can make money on it if you have enough of it, too.
Is, now, squash is not as hard on the ground, land, as eggplant is.
Well, Mr. Miles, I don't know. I can't see. I hear a lot of people say it, but I can't see where neither one of it is hard on land.
And they're not as hard on the land as the okra.
That's right. That's the only crop I see is the hardest thing on land is okra.
What's it do to it?
Well, they said it takes something out the land. So you should put some building up to it. They say it'd be taking the temper of power out the land.
Yeah.
That's what I hear people say.
Yeah.
But I can't see it still because I have tried it. I have planted okra, and then I've turned right around and planted some right behind it, and it grew and stuff grow good right behind the okra.
Yeah.
That's right. But they a lot of people tell me they do something to it now. But I can't see it.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
I heard all of that. People, you know, they have so many things, but I just, if I can make one crop and the crop do all right, I just turn that around. If I got enough space, I just go back and plant something right back.
Yeah.
Well, I tried my best. The thing of it, I try to fertilize my land good anyway, that if I'm gonna plant something, have something growing, well, I try to keep it fertilized pretty good anyway. That's where, that's the main thing for the reason a lot of people don't make anything, that they a little bit stingy on the fertilizer.
Well, you've been at it enough. You don't cut down on fertilizer.
No, sir, I ain't gonna cut down on no fertilizer, because I know stuff ain't gonna do no moving if you don't keep stuff to it.
First farming I did down here, it was up in the north part of the county, and they were some old crackers and good farmers.
Yes.
And the one thing they wouldn't do is fertilize. And I got in bad.
That's true.
Because I fertilized, I put in a little corn up there, and I said, now you can just put in the side dresses, or what do you call it?
That's right.
And then you we just go in on shares on it.
That's right.
And you know what? They didn't appreciate that at all.
Well, you can tell this for yourself, Mr. Miles, and you can wax it. You could be farming right over on this side, and I could be farming right on the next side. Well, you can tell the difference in your crop. If you fertilize it up well, and I don't fertilize in mine, but you watch and see how mine look over there. I ain't fertilized on, and you look on your one.
Yeah.
You see, it's different in day as night. That's right.
Yeah. They used to put these little cows out in the woods, you know. They just about stopped that now, haven't they?
Yes, sir.
They don't try anything now if they don't have a little feed.
Yeah, that's true.
They got grass, they fertilize it?
Yes, sir. They do it all that now.
Freddy started fertilizing over on his place there.
That's true. He used to didn't do it now, either.
Yeah. And what they figured was, they just let the animals make a living, what living they could. And whatever they made out of it, they might not make much.
Right.
But what they made was clear profit.
That's true.
And they never handled them.
That's true. That's right.
Didn't worm them or nothing.
No, that's right. Just let them go right ahead on.
Yes, go right
but
ahead.
But now, everybody, now you see now, they're trying to do something about it now.
Where did Elsie learn to be a mechanic?
Well, he been in and out, helping people around. Yes, sir.
Well, he's making pretty good hand over there at the service station, isn't he?
He was, but the trouble is, Mr. Miles, he can't get him to stay one place. He welcomes these other people there. Everywhere he one of these fellas that if he see where he can make a quarter, dime more, well, he won't homestead nowhere. He don't go there. That's the only thing that I hate of him, you know. I guess he may be right in his way all right enough, but I can't see it.
Is he over there now?
He on some kind of job driving his truck or doing something now, so I know it. He runs behind that more money, I guess. That's the only thing he tell me.
He's not going to make anything for driving a truck.
Well, they claim he claimed that he's making $6 and something an hour. Well, that's top price. I tell him I wish I could even see near half for that kind of money.
Yeah.
That's true.
$6 an hour, it'd be fine if it just hold up.
That's right. That's what I try to tell them all about it, but you really can't sense this young crew into it, you know. But I think anywhere close home, where you can even walk, if you can even just walk to the job, ain't no more than a mile or so. Well, I said, well, if you're making $2, $2-something an hour, you better take that there and your home You ain't got this traffic out there to be worried about.
Yeah.
Your life stands in more better because you ain't got but a short distance to go.
That's right.
But you take, this is for true, Mr. Miles, the most people, if you got a good job, if you got them job making that kind of money, well, you're going to have to drive 25 or 30 or 40 miles. Well, every day you're looking at this, well, you don't know when your life's going to give out or somebody's going to take your life out there. You don't know when somebody's going to run into you.
You don't.
Now, really, that's what made me quit, made me stop it from going, running up and down the road so far for jobs. I can get a job out there, I can make that old $125, $130. Well, I'm taking my life as, I don't know when somebody's going to run into me or kill me out there. Well, I'm right here home. I may make $25 this week, may don't make that. Maybe a heap of weeks I ain't going to make nothing. But I'm more sure of my life right here in this little short distance than it is from here to Gayville and O'Killer.
Well, a fella can play his chances just so long, can't he?
Well, that's true, he can. But it is this. You got a heap of people you going to meet from here out of Gayville and O'Killer now.
Sure.
That traffic, it gets heavy, you know, although don't none of us look at it. All we looking at just money, you know, well, we got that good job.
Yeah.
Well, but you meet a heap of people. You don't know when that car coming off the other side of that road wheel over there and say, well, I'm on this full lane. That car way over yonder, but you don't know when that car going to get away from him and come way over here and get you, though, and you meet him over yonder.
Well,
I'm scared of that. I ain't going to tell no joke. I'm just scared of them cars and trucks as I can be, and I'm scared from the time you see me get in it. If I'm out there on that highway, I'm scared the whole time that where I'm going is till I get back.
Well, now you talking like me. You know, I've been so scared.
I'm just honest with you. I'm scared. I'm scared. I mean, it's just this little distance from here home because I see so many of them. Ooh, just they ain't slowing down. I'm scared.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't know what's gonna
happen. That's right. But I do stand a little bit better. There's a little short distance.
On the dirt here.
And I do out there.
Whatever happened to Patterson? Talking about something happening to you.
Oh, you mean when died above? I don't know. He's the luckiest man I ever see in my life.
He must be. He must have a charm with him.
I'm scared every time I come around these dirt roads. I'm scared that he ain't slowed down that old car, no.
He don't get out of the road either.
No, sir. I was glad he got away with that bus. Got that bus away from him. I was so glad I didn't know what to do. But I was scared every day. That's one reason I quit my foreman part around here. See, I had all that place over there. I'm a trashy.
Why, George?
Afraid you'd run in the...
He kept me over in the ditch and out of the ditch.
I stopped and went in the ditch when I seen him coming.
I said, Lord, I'm in. I have a truck with my hand. I have 7-8 people on the truck, you know. If I could see him coming, I'd just get over. I just pull on over and stop and wait on him. But I'd be scared every corner, every turn. I'd be scared.
No,
that's where I'd be scared that he's going to get all of us, you know. So, Lord, let me try to find me a place where I can see we all the way on where I'm going to crop here.
Let me get on right here.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, he is lucky fellow. Let him something like it.
Lord.
I don't know what the speed limit is, but what speed he went, but I know when he hit them rough places in the road, it'd go
boom.
But that, you know, he didn't have time.
Ooh, he didn't have no time. No. I'm not jealous of nobody's job. But I sure wanted him to, I wanted them to take him off. No, did anybody in my life. I know I didn't want the job. Ain't no way in the world I need a job like that. But I sure wanted him to get away. I didn't talk nothing on him to try to get him off, but I know that something was going to happen one day. He was going to have to come off.
Just glad nobody got hurt.
That's the main thing, yes.
Well, I tell you, he must have been a pretty good driver, George.
Well, he was a pretty good driver for these rules. Yeah, the reason he didn't get in trouble all right enough a lot of times.
Of course, he didn't get off the road.
That was one thing about it. He put you off the road, though. That was one thing for sure.
You remember down there in front of his house, Charlie James's house?
Yes.
Now, before his old house burned over there, his mama's house, he'd get off the road.
That's right.
But then he got so he wouldn't bother about pulling his truck house off the road.
That's right.
He'd stop it right there in front of the house.
That's true.
You remember that?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Now, to start with, he'd sort of get off a little bit on the side of the house.
Right.
But you notice there, as he went along,
He got a little bit further over in the road.
Got further in the road.
Well, I did talk to him about that. Now, that's the only thing that I talked with him about, because I had to go both ways over there. All I was farming over there, so I told him, I said, well, you could. I talked with him good about that. Then I went uptown and talked with him about it too, because a lot of them time I had to got way over in that ditch. So they did come out there and give him a good blessed night about it. So we went to then backing that bus up. That's the only thing that I ever said anything to him about.
Yeah.
But that really worried me good to know that he had the whole roadblock created there.
I had to
go that way, and I had to go to Macon over to get crates and things that way too, you know. And that was making me stay in trouble getting down in that ditch in there.
You'd be loaded.
Yes, right. Yeah. And I tried my best to get out to the highway as quick as I could when my truck would be loaded to know where that was closer to me, to keep from riding this full rough with it.
Well, now, George, is that the way people used to drive when you was
no.
a young fella?
No, the people that died there like they did now.
Well, some of them was pretty there.
We had some, you know, was on that bad side too, but not near like these people do now, Mr. Miles.
Oh, no.
No, sir.
Oh, that's right.
I just don't know what's wrong with people now, you know. It looks like everything now wants to be in too big a rush, and ain't going no place. I take people's... Now they run by me, Mr. Miles, doing 90 miles an hour, and before they get from here to the lane out there, that is turning off. Just get by you and then turn off anyhow.
That is.
Now you know it don't make no kind of sense of it.
No.
That worries me to see people do like that too, you know. I just shake my head when they do that.
Yeah.
Now you ain't in that big a hood.
Well, look what it does to their tires. Well, their tires ain't going to hold up any better than yours.
That's right.
You can't.
I'm so glad that they cut the speed on them out there now. I don't know what in the world to do. I wish they cut it down again. I say that all the time now. Now, they got it down. Well, they're about it burns more gas. Well, it do burn more gas the faster you drive one. Well, but I wish they just keep cutting the speed limit on back down till they get it back down about 40 miles an hour, and I wish they'd hold it like that.
Yeah.
Then it wouldn't be so many people getting killed. If they would cut it on back down there, Mr. Miles, you wouldn't hear tell us so much, you know.
You know, 50 is pretty fast, George.
That's what I know. That's what I said. If you would cut it back down to 40 miles an hour, it'd be that much better.
How fast did you drive when they used to have, when they had this, old, when this, well, I'm trying to think of the first paved roads come through here. How fast would you drive?
I'm going to tell you, Mr. Miles, I never was drove. fastest I ever drove in my life. I drove about 80 miles an hour, and that's fastest I've ever drove in my life. Because I figured this: if a tire blew out, I've always figured that all the time that you're in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
And which is why I've been in trouble driving up to 70 miles an hour with a car. Right. And the tire blew out on me. That scared me to death. I had a car run over, just went from one side of the road to the other. I was just standing up on it, trying to hold it. And I just left the seat with all my power, and that thing would just go across the road, and I was just the wind was just like somebody that pulled water on me. I sweated just that fast, you know, trying to hold that. That was the first child I had. I went to get the midwife one night, about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I had old Buick, and I was driving that old Buick about 70, 75. And had them got the midwife, and we were coming back, and I was just gunning it, trying to get back. Scared to death, too. Scared, you know, that something going to be done hell bad at home before I get back. And that tire blew it out on that old Buick. But I done got right there on this side of Magnetic. I went out to Flemington and got the midwife for coming back. And that tire blew it out. And me in that car, and she's hollering, "Lord, hold it, hold it." And I'm just doing all I could to hold it. Lord, I mean, that scared me to death. And I bet it taken me an hour to change that tire. But just that nervous and just that shaking. Yeah. And she was scared too.
Things were going on at home all that time.
Things going on home, and here things going on with me. I'm more dangerous out there than in the wife's home, because she was in better shape than I was.
How about that?
I feel like anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
And then things didn't happen until about, that was about 3 o'clock that morning, and things didn't happen till about 4 that evening.
Say that.
That's right.
Say
that. So she was in better shape than I was, you know.
What midwife did you get out there, John?
I can tell you, let me see, can I please? Well, she was a William at the time, she lived a long time, but she died several years. I'm sure you can't, you don't know.
You didn't get in time for old Frances Presley.
I knew her too.
You did you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, did you?
Yes, sir. She I think she waited on about two children.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What shape was she in then?
Well, she was in pretty fair shape. Although I lost one child on the count of her, that's because I had to take the kid to the doctor. Well, the child lived about two months, so the doctor said that she cut the child's navel string too short. Yes, sir. I was living then right over here across the highway then.
Is the house still there?
No, it's the old house still, but tore down now.
Tore down?
Yes, sir.
I don't know why they had to tear down all these houses. Of course, that old house, that was a pretty good house. When I came down here, James was living in. Don't
yes,
you know
sir.
Ed Byrne?
That's right.
From one of them little kerosene heaters.
That's right. That's true. That's what happened to my house. That's when on the reason I got burned out. Same thing. One of these kerosene heaters got me.
Oh, is that what got you?
That's what got me.
I didn't realize that, George.
Yes, ma'am. That's what got me. Well, the heater had been really doing fine. We never had no trouble at the heater. And, we just had come in from the Orange Grove. Well, we was cold. So I was back there building a fire. I had a wood heater, too, at the time. excuse me, so I was building the fire and the heater in the front room. So when Martha had went and lit the heater in the bedroom, so I done made the, I had the fire going in the heater in the front room and the wood heater. And we heard something say boom, and so she run back there, she said, oh Joy, this heater done explode. And I run in there and I grabbed a hold to it. I did make it in there, but it was throwing fire everywhere over me. Well, I caught a fire too, so I did throw it out the door. And I couldn't come back in. It had me hemmed up because I had a back side of the house. Well, I couldn't come back in, and Bob had been using, having the had paper all on the walls of the house, you know. And I've been using these here pasteboard boxes and all, you know, but I done had it all tacked up on the wall and all that. But that stuff spattered everywhere that by the exploding, and it just spattered everywhere. And before I could, as I throwed it out, well, I got burnt bad, very bad, and I couldn't come back in because it was just jumping everywhere. And before I could get back there, I couldn't get back to save nothing.
Yeah.
And it just grew it. It just, it really just, I thought sure it was going to kill me. Because it really knocked me out for about a minute or two. But I did throw it out. But I didn't think fast enough. Mr. Miles, it's one thing for sure that can't nobody hardly think fast enough when one of those things explode. But if I could have thought fast enough,
throwed something on it?
Yes, I could have thought, you know, got something and throwed enough on it to hold it down, you know, and
yeah.
We could have fired the fire fast enough.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think fast enough.
And you wouldn't have might not have had anything you could reach.
I didn't too much, but I could have got grabbed something off the other beds in the other rooms, you know, and throwed over somewhere.
I wouldn't have thought that.
But you really can't think fast enough. It scares you to death when something happens. All your thoughts, you ain't got time to think of anything but try to do the best that you call yourself can.
No.
Just get rid of it.
That's what you try, yes.
I've been in that situation. I look back at it. I can think of all sorts of things I could have done.
Right, that's true. That's true.
And you didn't save nothing.
Didn't save a thing no more with that on our bank. And it was so fast until you couldn't just know that it's happening. That's
all that stuff you had tacked up on the wall.
That made it burn that much faster.
Just kindling, wasn't
yes,
it?
Sir. That's right.
Well, I thought about that. I got this old shed out here. You know that old shed out here? It's all old stuff. They used to have a barn down there on the side on that slope. I figured, nobody told me that, but I figured they probably Miss Boyles and them, when they got here, they probably just took that old barn down and rebuilt it up here. For you know, the car and the storage, and use the same stuff, because it's all old stuff.
That's
even
right.
The tin on it, you see, was old.
That's
but
true.
You know that tin has held.
I know. All of that old stuff will really hold out a long time.
A long time.
Yes, sir.
You just help it a little bit and keep it back down, and all.
That's all. That's all it needs. Just a little help. Well, I guess I better go back and do some work. I'm trying to do a little work around the house too. I've got the washing machine. I'm sort of washing again. I'm a relief. I just keep myself on the busy side a little bit. I wash about every other week, you know, give them all a little help in hand, show them I ain't forgot about doing it.
Yeah.
Stay at prices.
Well, that really happened in a hurry, that fire up there.
It sure did, now that's true.
And it come from that same little old heater that James had.
That's right.
Well, Miss Betsy,
I don't care nothing about them by the heater too much no more either. So keep me scared of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's just Courtney's house. Miss Betsy had one of them.
Right.
And I took her down, all these little gas stoves, and it seemed like anything I took down there wouldn't work sooner.
That's right.
And she still had that down there.
Yes, sir.
First time I took her down, something I said, now, Miss Betsy, you sold this darn kerosene heater away.
Right, that's true.
Well, you know what she did. She just looked at me and laughed.
Yeah, I know. That's true. I know. That's right. Yes.
She didn't have any intention of throwing it
no.
away.
No. Ooh, no. They wasn't going to throw them away. That's the truth. Yes, sir. The best heater you could have in there is out there for a home. It's, yeah, give me that wood heater. I like that. I like that wood now.
Yes.
I'm crazy about that.
Now you're talking. Well, let me tell you what I've noticed. they're making them little wood heaters now, them little red hots. Of course, there's a lot of difference in the weight of them.
Yes.
If you make them so thin, they won't hold up.
That's right.
But I seen them now, these last ones I seen down here at Johnny Palmer's store. You got to open the lid on top.
Right.
Well, that smoke's coming out.
That's right. That's true. Really is. That's true.
And I said to him, Mr. Palmer, why don't they make that hole down here? Well, he says they found that the fire fell out. Well, that's a darn lie. The fire don't fall out.
You really don't, no. That's true. That's true. Well, I got one of these here regular iron ones. Well, you got a door where you put your wood up in it. Now,
yeah.
It's a nice, it's a big iron heater. It's nice, but I'm crazy about it.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I don't use it where we are now, but I use it in the next house, in the house that I put up right now. I need it out there and here.
Yeah.
But I'm crazy about it more than, I don't care nothing for where I'm here, it's staying at now. In this other house, I don't care a thing in the world about it. Because I never get warm good like it when it's cold good. Although it has that sense of heat, but I don't enjoy it, no. And I try to get out of there just the fast as I can and get somewhere else to stay warm. That's true. I really don't like it now. I ain't joking about that. That's right.
I know it.
No, sir. I'm used to all of that. I come up old. They say I'm old-fashioned. They say all of that. But I'm used to it. And it don't worry me a bit because I'm used to sitting up there, sitting by a heater, old fireplace. Let it. That's my reason. And I ain't going to never get from of it. I don't care what nobody say. I like that.
Well, you don't have any trouble picking up wood for it.
No, so I go out there across the field, or across the path out there and pick wood up.
Well, they're always putting these trees down.
That's right. I go over there to Mama's. I sit up there with Mama there at night. Now, I enjoy sitting up there, that old heater there in that house, good, warm. I'm warm, good. I sit over there until I get ready to go to bed, then run on home and jump in the bed. Now, I enjoy that, but I really don't enjoy it. I don't enjoy this house where I'm here. That's true. Not when it's cold.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, the most I enjoy of it anyway, I enjoy it because the bathroom is much nice. Now, I enjoy that because it's more better, you know, and it is that old tub, you know. You know, when you're in those tin tubs, you ain't taking the, like it's yours, you ain't got room. But in a otherwise a bathtub, you have got more room, you know. Now that's the good enjoyment I get out of it.
Because you got a bathtub.
Yes,
well,
that's right.
That old number two tub, or what they call it.
It brought me up. I tell them all. I don't forget about it. I get in it every once in a while now to stay in. So I ain't gonna forget about you. I said you brought me up to where I'm here.
That's right.
That's right. I never forget about it. Like a lot of people say, oh, I wouldn't take a bath in another tub, another foot. I said, something wrong with your brain.
Yeah.
Forget about where your raisin come from.
Yeah.
Just think of that. That's right.
Well, they forget that.
Yeah. I said, everybody ought to keep remembers of that part, you know, Mr. Miles. Don't get so full up there, you know. Try them tulips again every once in a while.
Yeah.
But the more people that tell you, I ain't gonna take no baths and no tub no more.
Yeah. Lord help us. Lord
yes,
help
sir.
Us.
That's right.
Lord help us. The way we come up, I remember after we got a little old bathroom and was saying that.
Yeah.
I never took a bath in the bathtub. I still just took a bath in the foot tub. That's all I ever know about.
Yes, sir. I really liked it for that when I come in, you know, real dirt and real tired, you know, you can get a relax, you know, when you do get in the bathtub, you know, that helps you a lot.
Well, when you was coming up, though, you see, you didn't need all that relaxing.
No, not at all, not at all. Right. I sure didn't need that.
And they'd fill that old tub up, you see, with cold water, and then they'd bring a pot full, and you can see it steaming going in
right.
There.
Right, that is true, yes, sir.
All it done was take the cold off of it.
That's all, that's true, yes, sir.
It's still wasn't hot water, was it?
Yeah, no, that's right, that's true.
No, I can see we'd bring that, that was that old cast iron tea kettle, too.
Right, that's what it was. That's
we'd
right.
Heat it up in there,
yes,
get
sir.
It, get maybe a couple of them,
that's
and,
right.
And we'd pour it in
pour
there.
Pour it in there, that's
yep.
It. That's right.
And figure we was doing well.
Doing well, we was, that's right.
If we could just stop right there, wouldn't it have been nice?
Sure would have.
That's as far along as I think I need to go.
I just can't get rid of all of this new stuff that they got on now. I can't get used to it to save my life. But I got to try to live long with it, that's all.
Yeah.
I don't like the way most of the way people cook now and all of that, but I got to. Ain't nothing I can do about it.
And here you got yourself living in a central heated house.
Yeah, I don't like it a bit. I tell everybody, I don't like it. Everybody asks me, why you don't like it? You look like you ought to like it, man. I don't. I just can't. Can't get ready for that.
Well, I tell you, George, people different, don't they? Some,
yes, sir.
Some people just can't wait to get rid of the old stuff and get new.
That's right. That's true.
Well.
I know we're getting used to it, Mr. Miles. I said this, if I was to live another 40 years, 50 years, I still won't never, I never will like it. I liked it that other old, if it was holes all through it and everything, I liked it 100% better than I like this.
Well, I wonder if that ain't part of it. You see, you come up that way and you liked it that way. And then, all this other stuff comes along and you just soon stay the way it was. Well, I'm kind of that same way,
yes,
George, I tell you. And like you
I don't like all this old faster stuff and all this new stuff, Miles. I just really don't. I just figure that's too fast for me, I guess. That's the only thing I can say. So, I'm old fashioned at this day. I can't help it, but I'm really ill. Ain't no just me to say hey.
You know, I come up with one of them little kerosene heaters like that. And back then, even when I was coming up, they talked about them as being dangerous.
Yes, that's right.
We kept them there, and I think one difference was we paid more attention to them. You see, we trimmed the wicks.
Right, that's true.
And all like that. And maybe keep them cleaner.
Yes.
I'm not sure about that. But even back there, you know, you heard about them exploding.
Right, that's true.
And burning the house up.
Yes, sir. That's true.
But we had one of them
that's
all
true.
The time I was growing up.
That's right.
And it smoked.
Yes, sir.
The place.
That's right, that's true. Well, one thing about it, I said this, and when I'm going to get on, well, people said in, well, people was more healthy then, Mr. Miles, coming up, and he is now.
Yeah.
Every time you hear now, every time you see now, It's somebody, some kind of complaint, it's something other now, all the time.
Yeah.
And I know this, but I'm used to. My mother brought me up on an old wood stove. Now that food ain't good. Food don't eat good to me now like it used to do, you know, it just cooked too quick.
Yeah.
And I do believe I may be wrong, but I believe that's one thing what stay wrong with us, you know. I don't think cooking, using this gas and stuff keep us that good health. Mm-hmm. I really don't. I may be wrong, but I talk about it every night. I sit up and say something about it, but I think people kept more healthy when they were using wood than they do now.
That old wood range was about as much good as we had, wasn't it?
That's right. Well, you look at it as this, like people say, well, it don't. But I do. Well, you're using that gas, and that coming right dead. Well, that flame coming, I just sit up and look. Well, it ain't got nothing to cut down that flame, nothing but just a spiral.
Yeah.
Just a boiler, whatever you're cooking in. Well, when we were using that wood stove, well, there are all them iron lids and all that on there. And I still don't believe that wood pushed a lot of stuff in you like this gas do. Although they said, well, your parts and things ain't supposed to nothing come out from it, from that gas, but I still say that I have a feeling that gas have something to do with that food.
Well, when you was cooking on wood, all your utensils, your skillets and your tea kettles and all,
right,
they were good heavy metal.
Yeah.
Right. And once they got warm, they stayed that way, didn't they?
That's right. That's true. I looked at it. I may be wrong, although, but I just still say I believe people stayed more healthy then when they would use them wood stoves than they do now. Then the next thing about it, you didn't hear tell her back there at the time, you didn't hear tell her people's having all these complaints, and you didn't hear tell her people's dying as fast now. But now every time you look around now, you hear tell her something done happened, something all the time.
All the time?
Yes, sir.
I don't know what it is, and all these hospitals and everything.
Yes, sir. Now you didn't know, you didn't hear all of that sort of stuff there back there. I be thinking all the time, was there? But maybe, as I said, well, maybe they were all of us to find out just what and what all of it about.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, I guess old Jim means if he had a field, he wouldn't put it in the sweet potatoes anymore, would he?
Can't get him. I tried to get him here. Last year, I tried to get him. I said, what's the price of the money? No, he said he don't want to fool with it no more.
Well, it is right smart fooling.
Well, it's just a hard, as I tell him, what he's doing is harder with than them sweet potatoes. Because he be out there picking them oranges, that's hard. He's running out there doing that. Well, that's hard, my mouth.
And throwing them old boxes up on
that's
his truck.
That's hard, that's right.
And that old truck's way up
way
there.
Way on up there, that's true. But right. he ain't no young man no more either now, either, you know.
First time I ever seen Jim Means, he was out there on that little road. Oh, what's the name of it? Don't you know, just beside the trade winds that goes up through that grove.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know the number of the road, but I know what you're
talking
about.
He backed up in there, and we just stopped and going to eat a little bite there sitting in the car. And right there down that road, there he was. I didn't know him.
Yes.
And I just walked down there, you see, and he kind of stopped and started talking. And I couldn't pick oranges, you know, but
right.
I was going to help him throw them boxes up. I picked up one of them boxes, and you know, I said, well, I always work.
That's right.
And I never, you know, I never, if people was working,
that's right.
I walk up there and they wouldn't stop.
That's,
they just keep
right.
on working.
That's true.
Well, I thought I just, while he's picking them oranges, I just throw them
yeah.
boxes up there.
That's
you know, right. I picked up that box and I couldn't even get one end off the ground, George.
Well,
and I looked down that box and I figured, oh, good Lord, what's happened to it? It must be nailed down. And I tried it again.
Just a slight of picking them up.
Yeah.
And then you got to have, you got new little strength too.
You
got to
have
slight, but there's a slight in doing it, you know.
Yeah.
I used to load and pick too, my I wasn't weighing near him as I was. I was weighing somewhere then, maybe about 120, 125. I used to pick oranges all day then and load at night.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Lord.
Was the trick to picking them up?
Yes, and that's the trick on it. You got to use some strength, but you got to use some, you got to use a swing with it.
Yeah.
When you catch a box, well, you catch it in a hurry, and then you swing it in a hurry.
Yeah.
That's right. If you slow it along with you, you got to really use nothing but all manpower with when you pick up on it, just and go to try to lift it up.
Yeah.
But when you catch your hold to it, well, then you go with it right then.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
it don't worry you any too. You go with it with a slide.
Well, I was so.
But just catching it just like this, just catching it and just coming on up, where you got to use all man.
Yeah.
That's right. You got to use, that's all power you got to put with it. That's right. And you can't last to pick up but a few boxes and using all that man power picking up.
Yes, sir. And they had them beds way up high then?
Right, that's true.
Yeah,
I just, take them from a Sloan back down there, way back down there in the Point, way back down there in Boatman, way back down there, you know where the airport back down in there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all of that was on that grove that years back.
Yeah.
And I just, we
well, now, there was a lot down there when I come.
Right.
They had two or three freezers that.
Right, that killed that.
Since I was here.
That's right. Well, that was the prettiest grove you ever saw. That was the only was running the belt of orange season then. That's where we used to pick oranges all the time down in there.
Yeah.
From there all the way back, we start down there and work all the way back to Boatman back up in there.
Yeah.
Well, we picked, well, maybe about 12 or 14 of us, we pick oranges all day. And then then I start hauling oranges after we knock off.
Yeah.
And I used to load every one of them, throw them up on the wheel, and using the trailer then.
Yeah.
Right. Haul them out, just have the trailer sitting out there and set it in the road, and take the tractor. And a cart and go along and load them on the tractor, then pull the tractor upside, then stack them on the trailer.
Yeah. Hand them twice.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that was, they was paying 1 cent a box for loading then.
Yeah.
That was a lot of money. I thought that was great big money then, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they was paying 10, 15 cents after picking on. Well, that's a lot of money. Yes, sir. And I just pick that old 100, 110, 120 boxes of oranges every day and then load them. Mm.
Why, George?
Sure.
I didn't know you'd done all that work, George.
Oh. Mr. Miles, I done work hard. I done did some all kind of work hard than if there's anybody in the world could do. That's right.
You've had a little of all of it.
That's right. I do some of it now. Anytime I can, I ain't gonna pierce to death, cause I'm gonna work if I can.
Well, you know what old John Turner said to me? He said he'd done. He'd been a man his time. He said it lasted till he was 60 years old, and then it looked like he just give out. And he said. And he, the way he tells it is something. You see, he had that old truck in the, out there in the Grove, and the tire giveaway, and he says they were jacking it up, and he says, "Oh, get that jack out, just get that jack out." So he backs up to it and lifts it up and takes it.
And I picked. I don't want the one to ever do that again, though. With Mr. Bateman, I was working the filling station work or whatever for him. And a fella there, he was there, he done jacked his tire up, done jacked the car up on the back. And he taking the tire off. And I don't know, he somehow being careless, I guess he might have not had the jack sit right or something. And by just taking, and that car jumped back and had both his hands up under there. And he hollered, and I was serving the car in the inside, greasing it, and he hollered, "Help!" I run out there and I picked that whole back end up off. I mean, I picked that thing clearly up off him. I was just that scared. I didn't know how much strength I knew. I picked it up off him and got his hand off him. And that Sunday, I couldn't get out of bed. I know I must
and
I stayed like that for about 3 or 4 weeks.
Is that right?
That's true. So it worried me now, kids, and I have back trouble sometimes, but I just really picked that whole thing up off him, on that whole back end off of myself.
Is that right? Well, now, he didn't stay down here long after I come. How long was he? Was he out there in that filling station for some time?
Yes, sir. He was there for some time.
7 years?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Back towards World War II?
Well, he came in there a little after World War II.
Yeah,
that's right.
And that's when you was tied up with him over there?
Yes, I tied him from good father.
He was a big talker.
Sure. He's a fine fella, but he sure talked. Yeah. But when I first started working for him with Mr. Miles, he was a man, he didn't never have no kind of, he wasn't no kind of friendly, you know, and he didn't say too much at all. So everybody would get at me, you know, every day, "George, how you can work for that old man?" Old man just, he never smiled, he don't have nothing to say. Well, every day, you know, we got to meet the public out there, you know. So I tell him, I say, "You know, Mr. Bateman, people tell me, you know, you ought to give them a smile and you are nothing." I said, "Although it's your business, although," I said, "but I'm working for you," I said, "but people tell me, you know, you sure looked on the hateful side and never." I just feed him that every day, you know. I feed him that because everybody be on my back every time I go out there and wait on the car. They say, "That old man looks so mean, so, and won't smile." And I kept on telling him until he went come up to talking and being friendly. But he stayed like that for, I guess, close to a year, you know. He wasn't, you know, I didn't say anything to people, you know. But he got well, he got right on out of me. So I guess he told me later, he said, "That is right, George. Now you got to meet, I'm here meeting these people." He said, "It is right for you to give them a smile."
Well, he changed a whole lot then, didn't he?
Sure did.
He got so he'd talk your ear off.
Yes, sir. That's right. But well, it is true, though, if you use in business, where you may want to smile or not, where you do supposed to give people, you know, a clear, you know, make them feel good, you know, driving up there.
Yeah.
Right. Well, it was a long time before I could see that my own self, you know. I figured, you know, but people could get at me, you know. But I've always tried to give people good service, you know. But I know it was his place and I couldn't run it, but I was just, I was getting paid by the week, you know. So, but he got away from all of that.
Well, now.
He come by the house now, every time he come from town.
Yeah.
He come by and stay with me, talk with me.
Last time I saw his wife, up here, she had, she was in bad shape.
Yes, sir. Well, she died, yeah, the year before last, and he done married again.
Yeah.
He got a very fine wife, and seems to be now.
So he's all right.
Yes, sir.
Well, by the time he opened that station there, I was in that station, and Jim Means had already lost out?
Yes, sir. That's right. He's lost out.
They'd already had that trouble.
Yes, sir. They had been having it.
Oh, sorry.
But he said, as he told me about it, he said it, if I see two, well, he said he was going to buy the place up with Mr. Jim, but Mr. Jim said that Mr. Jim told him he wanted it all, but I guess that's the way some people are, you know.
And somewhere along the line, I heard that he'd take either side of the road.
That's right. Mr. Bateman told me this out of his own mouth. He said he told him he could have either side of the road. It didn't make a difference with him.
Yeah.
So he was going on.
Because he already made a living down in Tampa.
That's right. So he said, but he said it was Jim said he couldn't have it all. He didn't want none of it.
Well, I guess Jim Means is just a little bit on the cranky side.
That's what I felt like.
Has he always been cranky?
He's been a tough person, I can say, ever since I've been big enough.
Ever since you know him.
He can say some bad things to him.
Oh, yeah.
He's terrible now. He was worse back there when his mother and all was living. Oh, now that's when he was. Ooh. He was a fella hide his own way, you know. His mother let him hide his way, you know.
Yeah.
Cause he was just something else.
Is that right?
That's right.
Is that right? But he played baseball.
Yes, sir. That's right.
And he had that old Model T Ford.
And that's right. That's true.
He
really hide his way, yes.
He goes on back. Where was you raised, on? Right there where you live?
I was raised all around. I lived from up the railroad, started living up there, and lived all the way back through to Illiston. Way on up the line, that's right.
Yeah.
I raised up right through this community.
Yeah. And this is right.
I said from 25 up until now.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's when you all come.
Yes, sir.
Well, you all come about the same time Miss Daisy comes.
That's right. Well, Mr. Miles, you know, Mr. Miles, I'm going to have to go and do a little work. So, appreciate everything. Think of something and think of you. Let me know something.
All right.
I appreciate it.
Okay, George.
Yeah, the only trouble, the only objection I have, George, is that ground just got cultivated and it starts washing and you get them old ditches in it, you see. It's hard to manage it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you think of it, and as I said, yes, I'll cut it back, and if you want to sow it down in anything, back in grass, anything, I'll cut it in and do that.
Yeah, and this is what you just want to do this on for yourself.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. So you wouldn't be in on this with anybody, you'd just be doing it for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
I appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. And you won't have to worry about that. I'm gonna leave it in the hole or anything you wanna sew it back in. So I'll take the tractor and cut it up and put it right back in there.
That's a pretty good job. I just had this on. I didn't mean that. I forgot it.
That's for two. Yes, sir. Don't need no fire.
Any way that you can, there don't have to be no one place, any way I do it.
sent over there.
Channel went over around 1,000 or 1,200, and the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 1974. Channel went over around 1,000 or 1,200 this Saturday morning, the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 1974. Channel one right over, channel one over around 1,200 to 1,400. And the end of the visit with George Mitchell this Saturday morning, the 24th of November, 1973.